every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday on the show. I know that means I made it today. It's been a rough last 20 minutes, but I'm here on the air. We got a lot to talk about here today. Lance Storm is going to be joining us. We're going to open with an update on Filthy Tom Lawlor, and then we have a lot of news. Got a big update on Peacock and WWE. What's going on with PLEs going forward? We've been talking about it for the last several days, and I got a lot confirmed. We're going to talk about that. Got updates on the G1 semifinals and finals. We got notes on the WrestleMania attendance. Mercedes Moné going for another title, if she didn't have enough already. We got WWE star switching brands. We got Collision and SmackDown results. We got WWE Speed, which remains a mystery, including to the champion. We've got Dynamite coming up tonight, which is the go-home show for Forbidden Door. And, or not Forbidden Door, whatever it is. Yeah, it is Forbidden Door. Forbidden Door, August 24th. We got Forbidden Door and Heat Wave coming up on the same day, this coming Sunday. And then we've got the NXT report from last night as well, which I got a lot to talk about when it comes to that show. So anyway, a lot to get into here today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. I'm F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. I'm not sure how much time we'll have for text messages, but give it a try anyway. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. What's going on, Lance?
Not much, just a nice sunny day here in Calgary.
Wow, it's very sunny here at Cannon Beach. It's hot, sweating like crazy. But the show must go on, and so I got a lot to talk about here today. First off, an update on Filthy Tom. At this point, at least as of about an hour ago, Filthy was still at the hospital. He's supposed to go home today, but still very nauseated. And so as a result, he's going to be sticking around till he's no longer nauseated. He did do all of his physical therapy today. So the surgery yesterday, we are told, went well. And now it's just a matter of him feeling better and getting a chance to head home. So all's well with Tom, other than him feeling sick, and hopefully he'll be back on his feet, literally, sometime very soon. So all the best to Filthy Tom. When I get more information, I'll let everybody know, but his phone was blown up yesterday. I'm not even sure he's seen any of the text messages yet. I think that, like, every time I tried to look at his phone, he didn't feel well, so
I get like that sometime.
I do, too. I wish I could take this thing and just toss it. All right. Yesterday, what's today? Wednesday, 2 days ago on Observer Radio. A couple of stories I want to give some updates on. So we do have it confirmed. I was talking about this for quite a while, and it is now confirmed. The WWE deal with Peacock for PLEs is going to wrap up with Clash in Paris. And it appears all future events are going to be airing through ESPN. So apparently what happened was they had the deal with Peacock, and they were contracted to X number of pay-per-view dates. And so because this year had two nights of SummerSlam, which is an extra PLE, the second night, and because they added the Women's Evolution show, and there might have been another show or two that they added, but I know for sure it was like the second night of SummerSlam and Evolution. They have reached their quota. And so the final show on Peacock is Clash in Paris, and then everything's going to be moving to ESPN. And what that means for Peacock through the end of this deal, which is, I think it's like the middle of 2026, still a lot of questions that need to be answered, such as what's going to happen to the library. I know there's been a lot of discussion that the library may end up going to YouTube. I'm sure there are other people in the running as well. But that is a question yet to be answered. And there is a possibility that different shows will air on Peacock between now and the end of the deal. Saturday night's main events might end up on Peacock. But we'll see about that.
What about NXT PLEs?
NXT, I don't know. That's a question as well. As far as I know, they may continue to air on Peacock. All I know for sure is WWE PLEs, Clash in Paris, that's it. Then they're going to be going to ESPN. So questions still to be answered about the other shows and what's going on through the end of the year for Saturday night's main event and the library and everything else. But that's the update on Peacock and WWE. Also, I got this confirmed as well. So for those of you that were watching the G1, if you watched the Zack Sabre Takeshita semifinal, they did a spot. This was about, I don't know, maybe 3 minutes before the end of the match. And they were doing some striking battle. And man, I don't know what happened, but Zack Sabre Jr., bam! He hit this guy so hard in the face. And Takeshita went down. And that dude was rocked. And he finished the match. They only had like three other spots, but one of them was when he did the what's the name of that move? It's not the Burning Hammer, whatever he calls his big move. The one they did off the top that ended up kind of turning into a brainbuster, and he almost killed Zack Sabre Jr. That was when he was all rocked. So you know, Zack apparently, by the way, was fine. Filthy actually got that one confirmed. I guess Zack told him he was fine because he was made of rubber. But I guess like Takeshita, when the match was over, like he didn't remember the match. He didn't remember the promo. And so he had to work the next night. And,
that's,
you know,
not good.
The claim from the New Japan side is they checked him out and cleared him. So that's what they said. And he ended up working the finals the next night. And I watched the match and he seemed fine. You know, if you watch the Zach match, I mean, if you watch from the time that he got hit on, I mean, you can see that guy's not fine. I mean, he falls off the top. They fell off the top rope before they did the near-death brainbuster. And then, like, when he made the cover, he just sat on the guy and, like, pulled the leg, and he's, like, looking out into who knows where. And then, you know, he's down forever, and they're all in checking on the guy. So, like, you know, you could tell he was not in good shape at the end of that match. But, like, if you watch the match on Sunday, I mean, he did seem fine. But I think, you know, everybody, he probably shouldn't have worked the next night.
I would say he definitely shouldn't have. Because, again, clearly from your description, he was concussed the first night. And maybe he had recovered for the second. But if something wrong happened in that next match and he were to get concussed again, you're getting into Bret Hart territory.
Yes. That's absolutely what you're doing. So, you know, we have to take him at their word that they checked him out and cleared him. But that is what they said. And he worked the finals and then, you know, got on a plane and headed back. I don't think he has any bookings in the immediate future for AEW. They do have that match at Forbidden Door, which I don't think has been announced yet. But it's basically, there was a challenge to the Don Callis family, like any two members. And so I guess it's possible that they might try and put him in that match. I would not. Especially, why would you put the winner of the G1 on the pre-show anyway? So
that seems bad, yeah.
It seems like a waste. But anyway, one way or the other, I hope he gets a lot of time off after that. Because, I mean, you could even see watching the semifinals and finals. I mean, Takeshita's awesome, but like, that dude was beat up. I mean, even before he got whacked. I mean, you could just watch in the Zach match. That guy was beat up because, you know, if you go back. Well, yeah, but I mean, if you go back, you know, 10 years, 15 years, whatever, you know, everyone that worked the G1, they were working a pretty regular schedule. But if you look at the schedule nowadays, especially for guys in AEW, I mean, there's no house shows. You may work twice a month, maybe. So, like, nobody, I don't think anybody from AEW is, like, in real great ring shape going into the G1. You just don't have the reps. So, you know, he probably went from having one or two matches a month to going into the G1, and all of a sudden he's wrestling this really full schedule of hard matches and going out there and, like, killing himself every night. I mean, you could see that guy needs a break after, I mean, they all need a break, but, I mean, him in particular after getting whacked like that. So that's the update on Takeshita, and all the best to him. All right, that's the big news. We got other stuff coming up when we get back from the break, including some WrestleMania notes, Mercedes looking to add yet another belt, and everything else. We do have a full lineup for Dynamite. We actually have 8 segments announced for the show, which is astounding. The lineup has Moxley, Claudio, and Wheeler versus Tanahashi, Kevin Knight, and Mike Bailey. Tony Storm and Alex Windsor versus Mercedes and Athena. FTR and Brodito on the for the AEW Tag Team Eliminator Tournament Finals. Winners get a shot at the belts this weekend. Max Caster Open Challenge. Will Ospreay and Jon Moxley go face-to-face. Hangman Adam Page speaks. We've got Shivani interviewing Copeland and Christian Cage. And Bryan Danielson will be special guest commentator because Taz, his knee's not in great shape, and so he's not going to be doing the trip to overseas. So more on this after the break, everybody. Observer Live.
I drifted in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Holy smokes, it's hot. God. Sweatbox of a room here. And you know, I was making all these plans for this weekend because I thought all these shows were on Saturday. They're both on Sunday. So that means I could probably stay here an extra day. So that's at least good. How exciting. All right, new attendance data for this past April's WrestleMania 41 has been revealed. Brandon Thurston reported Wednesday. Las Vegas Stadium Authority provided documentation showing Saturday's attendance at 58,538. I got to sneeze, man. 58,538, yep, and Sunday is at 6,103 for a combined 118,641. Thurston noted is unclear. Anything else going on here today? God, that's why I'm sneezing. Animal hair all over this. Anyway, unclear if these figures reflect tickets distributed or ticket sales, suite attendees, etc. WWE claims 6,151 and 61,389. So basically they inflated it by only about 1,500. So, it's not too bad.
Why bother at that point?
I know. That's my question. It's like, if you're going to go, go big. Why just add 1,500 people? So maybe that's actually, maybe WWE was a legitimate attendance. If, you know, maybe the, you know, that counts comps or whatever.
Yeah, family members and stuff.
Maybe. People in the building. By the way, Kevin Nash did a deal. Remember how Bret Hart was upset that they invited him to that show and then they didn't have a seat for him?
SummerSlam, yeah.
And we talked about how, you know, he wasn't the only one that ended up getting put in the press area, like Noel Foley and some others were there. Well, Nash explained that actually a whole bunch of us, like, I think he claimed that, like, himself and Undertaker, like, they all ended up in one of these suites way up in the middle of nowhere looking at this tiny monitor. So it was not just Brett, although I don't know what everybody else was promised either. I think the promise, Brett claimed the promise was they told him he would have a seat, and then when he got there, he didn't have a seat, and they put him in a suite or whatever, which, I mean, that's a seat. There's a seat there.
If as long as there's a chair in the suite, it counts.
Yeah. Dude, I explained, they are selling so many tickets that, like, you can't get people in. Like, you know, for example, if you want to get your family a good seat at a pay-per-view, you got to somehow get them involved in the angle. So like when Sami Zayn was talking about how we're in my hometown and my wife and my daughter are going to be there, well, I mean, you got to that'll get them in that front row at least for your match. But like other than that, you ain't getting good seats for anybody at a WWE show nowadays. It's not happening. And even like with Sami's family, like I talked about, they have that one area. And, you know, if you're going to be involved, like if they're going to show the camera on you or whatever, they only bring you out for that match. And then, like, when the match is over, they get you out of there because they need those seats. So, anyway, it sucks for Brett, but I think the point is he was not singled out, nor was he the only one that this happened to. We got Mercedes. I want to talk to you about this. Because I got heat, but going maybe you'll be on my side.
10?
Mercedes is going for another belt. Rev Pro, as announced at Global Wars UK on Friday, it's Mercedes versus Emerson Jane, title versus title, with Monet's undisputed British women's title and Jane's Discovery Wrestling Scottish Women's Championship, both on the line. Discovery Wrestling is a Scottish indie based in Edinburgh. Match is set up by a challenge that was issued by Jane. So very likely she's going to end up with yet another belt. And, yeah, I mentioned, I don't remember what show it was, but there was a show where she came out with, like, all eight belts or whatever. And it was like, I didn't like it. Because it's cool when you're collecting belts and you've got, like, three major titles. But then when you've got, like, three or four major titles and then you've got, like, a bunch of indie belts. And a lot of them, I mean, they don't even look as good as, like, the YWF titles. And you're just parading around with all of these belts and they're so heavy you can't walk. It just, it like, jumped the shark from being, like, really cool to, like, goofy is what I thought. And, of course, you know, it involves Mercedes, and so people got really mad at me, but I don't think I'm in the wrong here.
Well, I think you're in your age demo, because I'm with you, in that I think there's a younger generation that just thinks, more belts, more belts, more belts, everything's great, she's got 27 belts. But I think there's people like you and I who... Belts are supposed to be prestigious, and an AEW championship or a Ring of Honor championship has a degree of prestige. But if you've never heard of the promotion, never heard of the belt, never heard of the woman she defeated, then it just starts delving into comedy, or at least the lesser belts bring down the ones that are supposed to be important, because when you come out with 10 belts, if you think they're all equal, chances are the two or three important ones get brought down to the six or seven less important ones rather than the other way around. Because if you can't actually name the championships, it's like, what do they mean? But I think there is a younger demo of fans that just think more belts is better. If the company has 57 belts, then that's awesome, because 57 people get to have belts, or Mercedes gets to have 25 of them.
Hey, can you talk about something real quick?
Sure. Do you have any suggestions on what I might talk about
real quick? Anything you want. Talk about NXT real quick. Let me just do this real fast. This will take 2 seconds.
All right. We'll start the NXT report. I think the thing that struck me most about NXT, the building was cool. It's always nice when they aren't in the performance center. But I'm curious how many people noticed there was no hard camera. They had a ton of cameras, but there wasn't actually the one fixed hard camera that was your default shot. And that was the first thing when I watched the show. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, fans are only on one side. They enter from the side. I'm like, where's the hard camera? It's like, is that on the stage? And they had, I think, two handhelds on the stage that functioned sort of as the hard camera, but there wasn't a fixed camera. And I found it disorienting. Because you're sort of always looking for that frame of reference on what, you know, what's left, what's right, what's front, what's back. And it constantly changed, which gave it a really bizarre atmosphere that I don't know if I've ever had in wrestling. I actually did a show at this pavilion for, it was one of the Teddy Hart spinoff Hart Legacy things. And they would often switch cameras from one side of the ring to the other, which was bizarre, because you'd be running right to left and the camera would switch and you're going the other direction. And while they didn't do that at NXT, there were moments where you're disoriented as far as which is front, which is back, which is left, and which is right. But it was nice to see it in a different environment. And some of the matches I really liked, others I didn't as much. But it's nice to actually watch NXT, because there is so much crossover now with TNA and NXT that, I feel like I need to keep up with the crossover, because, if you aren't watching the shows, JC Jane, an NXT woman, has the TNA Knockouts title, and, good old Tricky William, as Santino likes to call him, is the TNA world champion. So we've got a lot of crossover. And last night we got to see the Elegance brand fighting Fatal Influence with Masha Slamovich as referee. And we got to see Trick Williams in a number one contenders match with Brian's boy, Javon Evans. And I'm assuming Brian won't rant and rave because his boy picked up a W for a change. Although, man, kid took some bumps that scared the living bejesus out of me, including a... Big bump from the top rope where he was supposed to hit the desk, I assume, but overshot a little bit, and I thought the poor kid was dead, but he seems to be like Zack Sabre Jr., made of rubber, because dude's bouncy, and he bounced around and survived, but it was a really good show. I think the first match was, and again, I don't watch NXT regularly, a big, was it Josh Briggs against Inamura, the former tag team partners in a hardcore match that, again, beat the bejesus out of each other. And big Mr. Briggs picked up the win with a moonsault off the top through a table. And because I am that old man that is a stickler for detail, pinned him with only one shoulder on the mat because the other one was still caught up in all the table. So it was a little frustrating for me. But as far as Philadelphia, giving them the hardcore ECW style match, it was pretty good with the moonsault through the table finish. I'm trying to think what was next up. Oh, we had Ricky Saints. I didn't make notes. I'm doing this by memory, which is actually pretty good for me. Ricky Saints versus, oh, what's his name? Jasper Troy. For some reason, Brian hates the name Jasper Troy, but I actually think it's a good name. And he's a big old piece of meat. Large man fighting Ricky Saints. And he's from Evolve. And it was a decent enough match. And Ricky Saints picked up the big win. So Ricky Saints continuing his move up the card. Then we had, I believe, the... I don't recall the specifics of the promos, but we had the Elegance brand, Heather, Ash, and M, but we can discuss that match when we get back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live on Sports Byline Radio.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Ah, God. What do you guys need me for? Lance, you should just take over this show. I may need you to take over the show again. We got another disaster. Paige, you got to wait. She's got a sliver in her foot. Needs help.
Oh, she'll be fine.
I apologize for my unprofessional behavior, but long story short, like, they do these after-school programs at Paisley School, and there's a theater program that she's wanted to do for 4 years now, and every single time, it's, like, immediately sold out. And today, oh, my God, go downstairs! We don't have any. Go downstairs! Got anything else? So anyway, they finally, we got like the link and everything to try it again today, and like at noon it was gonna go live. So of course the show starts at noon, and like I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna try and do this. So I tried to do it right before the show started, which was why I was in such a state when the show began. The link's broken, so like I can't do anything. So they finally send the corrected link like in the middle of the show. And I knew if I wait till the show is over, they're going to be gone. Like, every spot is going to be gone. And so, sure enough, I click on the link and I go to sign up. There was one spot left. And so I was in the middle of feverishly filling it out while you did this NXT report.
But you got her the spot?
I got her the spot.
Attaboy. Good dad.
After 4 years, she's finally going to be doing 101 Dalmatians. So... there you go. I do got to mention one thing because you, I didn't hear much of your report. I was feverishly typing and sweating. I'm like sweating like crazy. But you said I was going to be happy with the Javon thing.
He won.
Dude. God. I hated it. I didn't hate it, but this was exactly... here's the thing, okay? So Javon... I mean, how much of this show do you watch? Javon's, like, special, right?
Yeah, he got the win. He didn't necessarily get put over.
I know, but the point is, like, he's a special talent. Right? Yes. You'd have to be blind not to see this.
I would put Trick in that category, too.
Well, he is, too, but he's, like, champion. Javon has never won any of these belts, okay? And you know, you can just see, unless you're, like, totally blind, all right, this guy is special, okay? This guy's special. But, like, he fails, and they beat him, and he fails, and they beat him. And it's like, oh, my God. Like, I got it. It worked one time for Bryan Danielson because you guys were stupid. And then, like, you know, the fans forced you to do it, and then you did it, and you took credit for it. Now you book like that, okay? But, like, you guys know how to get a guy over. You did it with Cody. You've done it with Trick. What are you doing with Javon? Like, why are you being incompetent? So last week... they had that eight man, okay? And it's with these nerds, you know, God bless them. But, like, in storyline, they're just geeks. They always lose, you know, this, can't remember what they're called, Dark State, okay? So they do this match with Dark State. And, you know, what happens? Javon goes to tag Trick. Trick drops off the apron. And Javon's by himself. And these freaking geeks pin him. Okay? I'm like, oh my God. Like, you would never have done this with Steve Austin. You would never have done this with Cody. You would never have done this with, like, you know what I mean? He would have been deserted by the guy. The heels would have tried to do whatever. He would have turned the tables, hit his move, and then he'd have, like, yelled at Trick on the thing, and they would have bantered back and forth. Because these guys are facing each other on this show in a match where the winner is going to go and face Oba for the title, okay? So it's like, okay, so what? He's going to beat Trick? So he's going to beat Trick after losing to these nerds. Why would you do that? Okay, so anyway, fine, whatever. They don't know what they're doing. So he goes to face Trick in this match. And, like, what happens? Trick beats him, and he 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 beats him. And then finally, Trick is going to go to finish him off. He's going to go to hit his finish. And he starts running.
Points at him.
And he freezes. And he looks over. It's the wall, brother! No, it's Santana. But, like, he's frozen in fear. And then, boom, Javon hits two moves and he pins him. And then the moment he gets this pin, the show is off the air. They ran out of time. I was just like, could this have been any... Like, the only way it could have been worse is if Javon would have lost. But, like, at the very least, they should have ended the match 3 or 4 minutes early, give Javon the mic, and let him cut a promo. Dude, he's going for the world title on Sunday. There's no shows between now and then.
Damn.
Like, that's it. That's the build to his title shot. He lucked his way into a finish, and they went off the air. They had no celebration. They didn't even raise his arm. They were off the air. So it's not even like there's a week of television for him to, you know, bring it on home and do his big promo and vow. There's nothing. It's done. That's it. So, no, I didn't like it. It's like he should have won last week. He should have won this week and then did the big promo. And then we're, like, excited for this big match coming up on Sunday with Obafemi. As it is, he got beat by nerds last week. He eked out a victory this week, and then they went off the air. He didn't get a celebration. He didn't get a promo. They didn't even put a graphic on the screen. Javon's going for the world title. It's just like, that's it. It's just happening on Sunday. So anyway, Brian Rose says at least he didn't get beat down. He might have. The show was off the air. Oh, I don't even know. So no, I did not like that. It's like, can you... This is so easy, and they have made it so hard with Javon. They've made it, it's like they build this barrier of difficulty in front of getting over a guy who, like, is already over, but, like, you just keep beating him. You're, like, trying to prevent him from getting over the level he could be at. Anyway, irritating. Go ahead and finish the review. You were doing great. I'll jump in.
All right, we were at the sixth person, the Elegance Brand versus Fatal Influence with Masha as the referee. I thought the match was quite good. And in the end, there was, I believe, Ash had a visual pin, but Masha was not paying attention. And then that led into JC Jane hitting her forearm elbow of death. And JC Jane picked up the win. And at Heat Wave, we're going to get Masha versus Ash versus JC Jane and see if we can bring that TNA women's title home, the Knockouts title. Let's see. And then I think it was just the main event. I don't recall if there was another match in there. Do you have notes, Brian?
Yeah, it was, well, I mean, there's stuff with Dark State and Ave and everything like that, but Ethan Page and the Secret Hervis was, yes. You know, right prior to the main event. Elegance Brand and Fatal Influence. JC won.
Yes.
I'm thinking she's losing the title on Sunday.
That would not break my heart. I would like to see a TNA championship coming back home.
It's time.
And it's time. Will go out, and again, I have no knowledge with creative whatsoever. I'm picking Ash.
Could be, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, the Secret Hervis promo was Ethan Page, Secret Hervis, and the Olympians under their fake names. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Tara Mensah-Stock pulled a Bubba Ray Dudley. She said she was the first ever Olympic gold medalist.
That's what she said, yes.
She forgot the clarifying part that makes it a true statement.
I think there have been 2,000 years of previous Olympic gold medalists, but...
Was she just the first female gold medalist in wrestling, or is it African-American female American wrestler? She's the first something.
Yeah, she is the first something, but she's not the first Olympic gold medalist. So
no,
we can say that
there's
for
been
sure.
Several of those.
And I just, you know, this is such a WWE thing where Not only do they change the name of the Olympic gold medalist in wrestling and the Olympian in wrestling, but their big move is an ankle lock, which has never been used in any Olympics ever because it's not a wrestling move. It's a jiu-jitsu move.
But it's
Kurt Angle used it, I guess now it's like a wrestling move, even though it's not. So that was that. And yeah.
Is Tara Mensah's stock good in the ring?
I think she's all right. I haven't seen a lot of her.
Extremely green, though, I assume.
I think she's probably pretty green. I mean, a lot of people are really green nowadays. Just no reps.
And am I using her real name? Or I'm using her real name, right? Or is that...
Her real name is Tamira Mensah-Stock. Tyra May Steele.
Is the fake one, okay.
Is her gimmick name. Yeah. I did like how her promo began We are sick of you bloviating.
College word.
Yeah. I also like the segment with Miles Bourne and Lexus King. It was so wacky. Lexus King walks up to Miles and he goes, I just want to apologize, Miles. It was wrong. It takes a man to admit he was wrong. I was insensitive to your condition. I was mad about losing to you. Took it out on you. I just didn't know how you could wrestle at such a high level, being both deaf and blind. And Miles says something. And I think Miles, like, I have a feeling that Miles was supposed to say something, but he said something else because Lexus then repeats the line. He goes, I just didn't know how you could wrestle at such a high level, being both deaf and blind. And then Miles goes, hold on a second. I'm deaf, but I'm not blind. And then Lexus goes, you're now! And he sprays something in his eye. I was like, oh my God. That was so corny. But the feud must continue.
Yes.
I thought it was over.
He tried to blind a man, and you laughed and thought it was corny.
Because it was stupid. You are now. It's like, what a third grade gimmick. Sorry, I didn't know you were deaf and blind. And the guy says, I didn't know you were deaf and blind. The guy goes, I'm not blind. You are now. It's like third graders on the recess would do that. All right. A couple of other notes here. I've been out to lunch on this show. I'm doing my best, everybody. So Sami Zayn has switched to SmackDown, and LA Knight has now switched to Raw. Does it matter?
Not really.
No. I actually like the brand extension much better this way. It's like everybody is assigned to a certain brand. You're there most of the time. If you're needed on another show for whatever reason, you just go there, and then you return to the brand that you were on. This is so much better than, you know, you're forced to be on a brand. They claim you're there permanently. They claim there's one show a year where people go back and forth, even though there's not. And then Vince is all weird about it back in the day, and it's like, well, if he's going to be on SmackDown, we got to come up with something. So they would come up with, like, five times a year, somebody can, and they'd forget about that, and then they'd have another loophole or whatever. And it's like, just let him go to the show, dude. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to anybody but you.
It's actually a lot like NXT and TNA. People are generally in their place, but occasionally they cross over.
Yes, exactly. You have TNA talent. You have NXT talent. If someone needs to go to one show, they go there. Someone needs to stay on another show, they go there. Much better that way.
Keeps the show exciting.
Yes, it does. Speaking of excitement, we'll be back with more of this exciting show, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I don't know how I made it through this show because of Lance. Lance saved the day today.
I got your
good job,
back,
brother. Man. Well, you're here tomorrow to save the day, and Friday as well.
I can be if you need
I need you all week if possible.
I'll be here.
All right, excellent. Well, you know what? I am going to be back at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today for After Dark Radio. It is live today, and we do have a guest, so hopefully I make through this show without a without an issue. But Richard Spence is going to join us on the program today. He's been on Coast to Coast AM, and we're going to be talking about secret societies. That's coming up today on After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting, as well as twitch.tv/F4WVideo, video.f4wonline.com. However you're listening to this show right now, you can listen to After Dark Radio. So that's coming up in about an hour. So I'll be back for that. And then later on tonight with Dave. And then Observer Live tomorrow and Friday. And I believe Brian Rose will join me on Thursday night for the Brian and Brian show, AW Dynamite NXT, because Vinny is gone for four shows. He's heading to Forbidden Door, actually. He's going to be there. They're on vacation. He's going to Forbidden Door. So that's the plan for that. And then we'll figure out the rest of everything as well, but lots of stuff coming up, so check it out, everybody. And Lance, of course, got Impact on Thursday, so check that out. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow on Thursday's show. So thank you, Lance. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.